coming to you live from the Guide Dogs for the Blind campus in Boring, Oregon. This is Shane Davidson, and you have another edition of the Audio Guide Dog Training documentary podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. And now, on with the episode. Welcome to podcast number 6 for May 10th, 2012. Of course, I'm Shane Davidson with Guide Dog Cleveland, who's currently behind me chewing on his tug toy. And he's such a good boy, aren't you, buddy? Are you a good boy? Want to say to listeners? Hey, give me that. Can I have it? Give me it. Want to say to listeners? No, no, he wants to play. Okay, you play with that. I can't play right now, buddy. He's such a good boy. Anyway, today we're going to be doing a couple things. Morning and afternoon routes, some building work, and an interview. We'll probably tack the interview onto the end of this podcast. We'll start with the morning going route. There's no return route for the morning because I'm a tool and didn't actually record it, which was kind of a good thing. Anyway, let's go to Starbucks and go into Starbucks. That'll be the morning route. Let's get to that right now.
Howdy.
Howdy.
All right, so we're actually going to look up to that Starbucks. Okay. Today you have to go in.
All right, hang on, buddy.
And I'm going to have you just hang out there while I work with Jerry, and then I'll come back and get you. So of course you'll be in a coffee shop, but you'll be able to be welcome to make any phone calls you need to, and take your laptop and use the wireless there.
Oh, that's right, it was Starbucks, isn't there?
Yeah. Free wireless. Have a cup of coffee.
Hang on, buddy. We're gonna do it. Wait.
And we are on 3rd Street, facing the direction we need to go. But we're on a different side of it than we usually travel down.
You know what? That one I'll let you go because you were in front of me and I was pulling it up.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Taylor is behind us. Salmon is in front of us.
Okay.
So you're going to come out and make a left turn and go down to Salmon. So you will cross 2, make your turn, cross 2, make your turn.
Cross 1,
yep.
Okay. I'm gonna go that way.
Yes. Okay. So why don't you and your dog come and face the same direction and face the way you want to go?
Yep.
It's a little breezy out here.
Just a little bit, eh?
So do you know where you are enough that you can get to where you need to be?
Yeah, we're crossing 4 instead of 7.
Yeah, we're just traveling down a
different side. Yep.
Alrighty. Yeah. I'm just going to let you do your route. If I see something I need you to change, I'll step in. But otherwise, go for it.
You got
to
still confirm with you with traffic?
Sorry?
Going to check with you for traffic on the crossings?
Yep.
Okay. Well, moving forward. Good boy. Not happening.
Yep.
Moving forward. Good boy. Very good boy. Cleveland forward. Attica boy. Farther forward, I think. Farther back, you're good. Yeah, you're good there. Good boy. Sorry, Daddy was slow. I'm sorry. Good boy. I'm sorry.
So on that kibble, did he find it or did you do all the work?
I think he did it. Oh, no, I did it.
You did all the work there. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
As you start doing more independent work, figuring out whether he did it or you did it. This near parallel wants to turn in front of you, so you can be listening a little bit further away for your...
I'm turning right after this one.
And that would be it.
Forward. That's better. Good boy. Very good boy. That's better. Good boy. Cleveland forward. Cleveland halt. And we want to, you said right up here?
What was that?
You said right or left up here?
This is your right turn.
Cleveland, right. What boy.
All right, so you have to cross two streets and make your left. And cross one street and go right into the coffee shop. Know where you are now?
Yep.
Okay, then I'm just going to get back out of the way.
Han, hop up, buddy. That's it. Good boy. Up into the curb.
So if you don't think you're quite there, just ask for a little hop up.
Cleveland, hop up.
Good boy.
Good boy. There you go. Good boy. We got it.
We'll wait for a fresh light.
Okay.
It turned just as you were looking for that curb. On the plus side, even though he stopped back a little bit at this curb, he didn't take you 15 feet to the left either.
No, he didn't. Like last time.
Exactly.
Last time he did that whole... I want one over there.
Yep.
Good boy, Cleveland. That's a good boy. Oops, I'm sorry. Try it again. That's a good boy. There you go. It's really a really shitty lens. Cleveland forward. Oh, daddy, I don't talk to buddy. Good boy. That a boy. Cleveland forward. Cleveland halt. Cleveland left. Left. Come on, bud. Go. This way. There we go. Good boy. Hop up, come on.
Nice job.
Thank you. No 180 is on my shift. That's more of a 90, but that's okay. Good boy, Cleveland. That's a good boy.
Room, room.
Cleveland forward. Good boy! That's a good Cleveland. That's a good Cleveland. Cleveland forward.
So if he starts one, we can push you over to the right. You might be getting close to your destination, in which you can just throw in a right. Or like Dan said, Cleveland. Listen for your building line.
Yeah, because it's going to curve off. Yep. I can see it. Right. I see it. You know what I mean. Cleveland right. Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Moving right. Good boy. That's it. Find inside.
Not just yet. No, oh. He's got to go down a little bit further to the left.
Moving left.
He found you a table. What? Oh, hop up left.
Hop up left. Hop up left, buddy.
Right inside.
Right inside.
Oh, you mean the door?
Oh, yeah. Good boy. Very good boy. Who's that?
Yay.
Who's the best dog? Who's the best dog? Who's the
all
best
dog? All right, let's go in these doors.
Boy.
Watch his toes.
Watch your toes, everybody.
Back
it up. There you
go. You have to speak. I don't
have to go. Forward. Inside. Inside.
Nice
job, buddy. That's a good boy.
Slow your hand motions down.
That's a good boy. Yeah, good boy.
We're going to go inside. You're going to do a moving right. So basically, it's going to be a forward to get you through the door and a right, right?
Cleveland, forward.
Yep, go forward.
Good boy, forward.
Right.
Right.
Slow down.
Right.
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 Right. Right. Right. Right.
Cleveland, right. Nope. Cleveland, right.
There you go.
There
you
go, boy. Cleveland, right inside.
Do you want to sit inside or the table out here?
Inside works for me. Good boy. Up. Good boy.
No food. This is a wide open doorway. You know, I'm not really seeing a table inside that would be easy for you to manage your dog.
Grab my coffee and go out to the table outside.
Yes, there's a table just over your left shoulder. Let's go straight ahead and counter.
Moving forward. Good boy.
We're just going to be all queued up.
Okay. Good.
How about coffee with hot? How about?
Why?
That greeting is for you.
Okay, Leland, forward to the counter.
It's really the pastry case, but.
Leland, forward. Come on, buddy.
No.
Oh, hang on, back here. Hi, bud.
You're
the... Oh.
Just hold still. You don't want to run anybody down.
Leland, come here.
Stuck down your hand and just kind of
side
step over.
Over here, buddy.
The counter.
Yeah. There we go, good boy. Morning, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Hey, come on, baby. Cleveland, sit. Hang on, Cleveland, sit. Good boy. Say a large coffee. Green three sugar. That'll be it.
You
took
the light, medium, or dark
drinks? Go light. Starbucks in Portland, which street does it come on?
What was that?
Which street is the Starbucks on?
It was on 5th between Jefferson and Madison.
Give me an in-head map of where I am.
Fancy coffee.
Thank you, and that'll be it.
It's $2.25.
Got it?
Thank you.
Okay, you don't need to see the charge.
I don't need to see the charge. Did you want your receipt? Yeah. Thank you. Alright, would you like me to carry your coffee? Have a good day.
Yep.
We're going to come around to the right for us. Pick up your handle.
I was bringing him around. Forward. Right. Good boy. Right. Good boy. Moving right. Come on, buddy. Right. Nope. Too far this way. There you go. Hop up. You're gonna hop up. Good boy. That's a good boy. Moving forward. Up, come on.
And
Paul.
My alarm went off. And have you made
love to Cleveland, left. Forward to the table. Come on. Up.
Good boy.
Good. All right,
and I'm gonna yell at you. Make your commands clear and concise. Hop up okay. Is not a command.
Okay.
Hop up around 7:30. So it's a nice square table, it's got three chairs, and your coffee is in the middle of the table.
Thank you.
And I will see you shortly.
Don't get lost.
What?
Don't get lost.
Cleveland, I won't get lost. Yeah. Don't leave without me. See you later.
All right, Cleveland, sit. Down. Stay.
With that squeak being the chair, that will do it for the morning going route to Starbucks. How about we find out what happens on the afternoon route? Molly decides to change it up. Let's find out how Cleveland does.
Tell me something about your leash.
Part of the modification process.
And
it's been part of the
here.
hell you do that? Cleveland, forward. Good boy. Cleveland, left. Good boy. That's a good boy. I'm going to run away from that car. Forward. Forward. Cleveland. Forward.
No mission
in the street. Let's keep going for a minute. Boy. That's a boy. Boy. Cleveland. Forward. Hop up.
Stop. He needs to come back to the right.
Hop up.
Alright. So we're going to rework that crossing because he took you clear down the street. Something smells good down there. So you're going to work forward about 20 steps in your walk.
And come around.
Just work forward 20 steps in your walk.
Forward.
Don't ask questions, just do
it. Cleveland, halt.
Yep. Now you're going to set your mantle down about face.
Cleveland. Cleveland. Steel. Cleveland, forward. What? How about?
You step up like a step up.
Oh! Good boy. Good boy.
You got the lights, what if they're like crying?
Cleveland, forward.
This is your first crossing opportunity.
Good boy.
Forward into the block about 20 steps again.
Cleveland forward.
We have you go down the block to establish what your line is in Zeron's head.
Cleveland, halt.
Set down your handle, about face.
Cleveland, heel. Oh, good shit, too. Cleveland.
Hey.
Cleveland, forward.
I said I'm hurt. I'll
stand
too, like you said.
Boy, very good.
Now we're actually reworking the cross.
That's a good boy.
So you know where your line is, correct?
Yep.
If he deviates from that and does not take you back on that line, you're going to stop and you're going to hop him up again. Or tell him curve. If he just takes you straight on across the street, you are going to get to that curve and have a party. Yay, good boy, here's the kibble, good boy, that's so far. Good boy, okay, forward. Got it.
Cleveland, forward.
Woo!
That's a good boy! That's a good boy! That's a good boy! That's a good boy! That's a very good boy! That's a smart boy.
Cleveland, forward.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, trust me, one blows number two. I don't want to know the pattern of that one.
Okay.
Hop up. Forward. Up, up. Good boy. That's a good boy. Cleveland, forward. Boy, Cleveland, right. Oh, Cleveland, halt. Cleveland, right. Right. Good boy, very good boy. You're a rolling person.
That's something we do not do.
The person or the car?
Person.
Yeah. He shouldn't have. No. The car was waiting for us, and the pedestrian was nowhere in sight, so I signaled to the car that we're not crossing here. And about as I did that, the pedestrian was passed. And then they had a brief argument about who's going first, and the pedestrian went first. Because each was trying to make the other go first, not because they were...
Yeah. Cleveland forward. Good boy. Very good boy. Good boy. Cleveland forward. Hop up. Come on. Hop up. Rush. Hop up. Hop up. That's better. Good boy.
Put your fingers in his collar and walk him up just a step or two. There we go.
There we go.
You found it, and then for whatever reason he said, oh, I'm going to back up. We'll just bring him back a throw. So he's right over a grate.
Okay.
He may try to jump it, or he may push you right around it. I don't care.
Oh, traffic on this intersection. Cleveland forward. Cleveland. Cleveland forward, come on. Good boy.
So, yeah, when he goes forward, he's going to have to push you, isn't he?
Yeah, because there's that.
If he goes left, he's going to have to push you right to get you around the building line. If he wants to sneak up on that curve around to the right, that's okay too, but your foot has to be out of the way for
them. Cleveland, forward. All right, let's go left. That's good. Boy.
It's not ideal that he found that curve, but he's not wrong. We're just not sure
it worked. That was only crossing number two.
Right?
That was only crossing number two this second set of three. John Cleveland. That's also a good boy. That's also a good boy. That's a good boy. Good boy. Cleveland forward. Good boy. Cleveland forward. Cleveland halt.
Cleveland Black. Good boy. Apparently we're supposed to hit the 90s.
Monday is supposed to hit 90. The weekend's supposed to be
80 plus. I'm trying to feel the shirts. Like, oh,
well, that's
and me, I only grabbed a couple of pairs of shorts.
Maybe because we have a lot of money.
Hey, that's true.
So instead of crossing, we're going to go down to the end of the next block, down to Jefferson.
Okay.
We're just
going
to make a right here on Madison.
Cleveland, right. Right. Come on. Come on, hop up, hop up. Come on. There we go, good boy.
That's it.
That's it. There you go. Come on, hop up. Come on. There you go. And here. Move and pop up.
Nice.
Nice.
This is gonna be another deep right turn. Give him a kibble first. Another deep right turn to go around sidewalk clutter.
Here we go. Cleveland right.
Just like that.
That's a good boy.
Let's see, that was two poles, a new pick box, a recycle.
Container in a garbage can that contains your shirt. Oh, yeah. I gotta call this point that apparently I have a whopping pile of dog bags at home.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if the good stuff show up while I'm gone? Boy, that's a good dog. That is a very good dog. Cleveland is forward. There's a consent trapping. Woohoo!
So make sure when you're walking with him, you're not getting ahead of him.
Sorry, bud. Good boy. That's a good boy. Because you're one of these. Daddy screwed up, not you. You're a good boy. So Cleveland forward.
Summer actually, night dog, summer seeing eye dog.
Or was that a random part? Cleveland, right. Cleveland, right.
Take your leash out, give him a little pop.
Cleveland, right. Come on, right. How about a good boy?
For whatever reason, he's being a little sticky about his right turn. He's been done before beautifully.
Today's not his right turn day, apparently. I haven't gone farther. Because last time we were...
It's the corner of the truncated dome.
Okay.
So it's up to you. If you want to be here, that's fine. If you don't have them at home and you want to just get all the way up to the curb...
Susan, hop up.
There you go.
That's better. Good boy.
It might be a little confusing for us because that, there's that one curve in the morning that's like all truncated dome.
Yeah,
good boy. So he's like, hey, we do this in the one spot. We're
going to
do it here.
I'm going to wait. Okay, that's why.
That's your first line.
Cleveland, forward.
Stay back out of his way. Good.
Boy.
See, when your back out of his way, he doesn't go left in that crossing. Good boy.
Oh, right there. Good boy. That's a good boy.
Cleveland. Forward.
Excellent.
One more Cleveland. Then both forward. Are we cleared for dorm building work or not?
What is that?
Here, the like schedule says building work this afternoon.
Yeah.
Are we cleared to do dorm work?
Once we do our building work.
Okay.
Well, we can work with you.
Well, we have
all those guidelines I set out this morning.
All right, so we did. You and I have done our dorm work or our building work.
We're gonna go to Target this afternoon, I think. All right.
Good boy. That's a good boy.
Actually, go into a building and go up and down the aisles.
Good boy.
And a really short shopping trip if there's anything you're desperate for.
Goodness. Now this is a sucks. Pile and a half. Cleveland? No. Hang on. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, you primed that.
Yeah.
You said on your mark, get set.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, okay. I was reading the traffic a little bit. I wanted to reread that traffic because it was too far away. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, it won't be a problem here, but keep in mind, with all of these one-way streets, sometimes you have to listen for that far parallel because that near parallel wants to turn in front of you.
Yeah.
With one-way streets.
I don't have any of those, not about believing.
That makes life easier, doesn't it?
No.
No?
To be honest with you, no. Some of the intersections, it would have cost me dead crossing them.
Well, if they're not safe to do a cane, they're not safe to do a
dog. Oh, you got that right.
Okay. Some people sometimes think, but just because I...
No.
Room, room.
Cleveland forward.
Like we said the other day, a dog is not a magic cape.
A dog is not a replacement for orientation skills.
Exactly.
That's been
it doesn't turn into a superhero able to
do. No, it doesn't.
Able to leave large buildings when before you can only leave
good
small
boy.
Ones.
Good boy. Good boy. Cleveland forward. That's my boy. Steady. Steady, Cleveland. Go play anyway.
That was an A-frame sign. You know, maybe if you follow your dog. But you are correct. No matter what, you should rework that.
Careful, bud. Come on. Moving. Heel. Forward.
Oh, good boy.
Oh, there's a good boy. Good boy.
Yeah, hop up, buddy.
Hop up, buddy. Hop up.
You're just being a little extra cautious.
Good boy.
Like, here and
good boy.
You already ran into one of
them. Good boy. Good boy. Final left crossing for this one. This is crossing three.
This is Crossing 3, this is 3rd Avenue.
Wait, no.
What?
I was reading and I thought I was going to tell the person and I realized I was going to read that wrong. Because of that car to my left.
The car turning?
Yes! I was like, no, don't do that. Leave that alone. Add that one. Cleveland, forward.
Somehow, I don't think you'll
ever
read the bicycle. And your new
parallel wants to turn across in front of you.
Imagine that.
You don't want it, right? Good boy. Good boy.
Cleveland. Forward.
You got a camera there, buddy. Alright, how about? Cleveland, hop up. Come on. Cleveland, hop up.
She goes to get Jerry, the other student, to do something with him. Once she's done that, we head to Target to do some in-building work. Let's see how well he does there.
I'm going to leave a couple of you parked here in the shade. All right. Shane and I are going to run in and do some building work. You want windows down before I shut the... Well, I have a few keys, can't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be here, so... I don't know if you guys want the windows down.
Sure, I don't know if mine goes down or not, though.
So where they want to
do it. I like the other one.
Well, I'm here to stop that.
Thank you.
What? And it would be too far anyway.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't think we can make it to McMenamin. Well, of course I do have the keys.
Yeah, so we come back out in the car out here. Do we have...
You're going to hang out here. Oh, you want the door open?
Is that all right?
Yep. As long as you've got a hold of your dog.
No, do not let go.
Cleveland, wait. Wait, because Daddy was a stupid idiot.
Nice to get the fresh air.
Feels good,
doesn't
it?
Cars always make me
sleepy.
Yes. Oh, Daddy's an
idiot. Hang on.
Kelly?
You're yes. Welcome to stay here unless you need something.
Can I put that back with you?
Don't set it on Kelly's lap.
Nope. Yeah, right there.
Got it.
Thank you.
You bet. A lot lighter than mine.
Okay. We can get out.
Mine has my new lap.
What's out of mine?
Is it a death mark?
No, Paige. And you were down with me.
My, what gorgeous weather.
Hey, what?
It's pretty light. My, what gorgeous weather.
Alright, you know what?
Gorgeous weather is great. This is
it
gorgeous.
Alright, we're gonna get out of the vehicle. Yeah, bud.
This might be easiest.
I don't wanna.
We are in a parking lot, so when you're ready, we're gonna cross straight ahead to the sidewalk. So you'll line up with the front of the car and go straight ahead. We're lined up parallel to the car.
Would you like this door left open?
Okay. Yeah, that get that out of your
seat. I got a hold
of it.
All right.
Yo. That is so nice with all the, you know what? Keep both hands free. What was that side for?
That was a little bit of a, me or your dog?
You.
Oh, it was a little bit of a deeper sniff. I thought I caught a flowery floral scent. One of the miscellaneous wild bushes. All right, straight ahead.
Cleveland, forward.
Boy. Back to your right.
Moving right. Right.
Stop.
Halt.
Hop up.
Hop up right.
Making those moves,
being
stopped.
Buddy. Good boy.
If this were a street, we'd rework it, but it's just a parking lot.
That's
so
a boy.
There's not really anything to rework. Forward and left.
Forward. And left. Good boy. Try your hat.
I'm
that was independent.
Is there anything you wanted to pick up, this little shopping thing, or are you good?
I'm good at the moment.
Okay.
All my cash is Canadian-fied.
Ah. At your curb, you're gonna make a right turn.
Cleveland, right.
You made that curb. Good boy.
Boy, yes, good boy.
Where'd your brain go? Did you leave it in the car?
We'll buy a new one. Buy a new one. All right, Cleveland, right.
They have apparel,
a
small electronics section, small camping section.
We have Walmart though.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Walmart, only it's got a better reputation.
Yeah, they're
and they do a little bit of produce. It's not nearly as big as a Walmart. I like them better. Their prices are usually comparable, but they have a better reputation.
We're out. I'm gonna have cash on me. Get up. Come up.
Now you can go right inside. Slow down. Right.
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 Right. Inside.
Let's go into these open doors. Yeah?
Good boy.
Okay.
I was gonna say something to the dog, and then my words kind of did this.
Ping. Slow down. Right.
Right.
Right. Gesture. Turn your shoulders. There you go.
Good boy.
So you're gonna slow down and get up on your shoulders. Left.
Left.
Left. Turn your shoulders. Halt.
Halt.
Make a left turn. You overshot it, so you'll just make a left.
Cleveland, left.
Turn towards him.
Left.
Yeah. There you go. You have to remember your
footwork.
Yeah. You're leaving that left foot up there in the way. Don't look at me.
Remember, even though the shelf is not, I'm not going to hit it. That's, I think I know why that is, and it'll back off on time. So it's not, you know, I'm just gonna, you know.
Slow down, right.
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 Hand
gesture.
Right.
Right.
Those aren't accessible. Those aren't accessible, apparently.
I don't think they are. Slow down, right.
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 Good.
We're just doing a little wandering to work on your moving turns.
Oh, hey.
Excellent.
Shoulder left.
Left. Good boy. Excellent. Up, up, buddy. Up, up. Up, up. Thank you. Good boy. Excellent boy. That's very interesting. Up, up.
You can chill out and do whatever you want with your feet right now. We're going to pretend to look at these e-readers since we're here, but he should be sitting next to you being a good dog.
Cleveland. Sit. Good boy. Yeah, most of them are... Most of them are touch screens. I mean, just not really... I mean, you know, Amazon's like, ooh, why is there accessible? Yeah, but... The books have to be accessible, not the e-reader.
Yeah.
The books have to have the accessibility built into them.
Oh, and they don't?
Nope. Hmm. It has to be the books.
Interesting. I didn't realize the books weren't.
They have the TTS. They have to have the accessibility. I think the reader might have the TTS engine. But the book has to use them.
Hmm.
Which is kind of bleh. I mean, I think the Kindle might be different. There's been talk of changing the way the Kindle works.
Yeah.
But... Knowing my luck, it won't happen to my thing.
Well, we like to pretend shop when we're training, just to give our dogs something to do sometimes.
That reminds me of most iPod. I mean, actually, more like an iPad more than anything.
Yeah, they're a little smaller. Although Dan said coming out pretty soon, Apple's gonna have a little 7-inch iPad.
Yeah, that's their science. I read that on one of the blogs I did.
Mm-hmm.
See? Okay.
I know. This is where I bought my dad's Wii that he got for
Christmas. The Wiis are fun.
Yes.
And they're addictive, too.
Have you used the one... I thought at one time they were talking about setting them up to make them somewhat accessible.
There was rumors, but I don't know if it's been done yet. I haven't been to my friend's place where their Wii is.
Yeah.
Peek-a-boo. I mean, you know, when I was able to play baseball, we did the exercise program.
Yeah, the nice thing is there are several things you can do that don't require you to look at the screen and see what's going on.
I gotta get back over there, though, because I haven't done the exercise. I probably gained a pound or three, or six. I got dog food.
iRiver. I haven't heard of that brand.
That is... That's not an iRiver, that's an MP3 player.
iRiver Story HD.
Oh, that's... When did they come out with... Oh,
I don't know, but that's this end one that you were fondling. That's the iRiver Story HD. It's actually got a little keypad on it.
It does, too. I wonder why.
I don't know.
I'll have to Google it. It looks like you could look down.
Let's see. E-Ink, 6-inch E-Ink Screen Plus, Wi-Fi, and a QWERTY keyboard for easy searching. 768x1024 resolution provides exceptionally sharp clarity. Integrated with Google eBooks, 3 million free titles and counting. So it's the iRiver, and then the Nook, and then the Nook Color, and then the Nook Tablet, and then the, let's see.
That looks like a Kindle.
The Kindle, and then the Kindle Touch, and then the Kindle Fire. No, this is a Kindle, the Kindle with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, this is the Wi-Fi version of the Kindle.
They don't have a Fire out. No.
Yeah, it's the full QWERTY keyboard version. I mean, they range in price from, $100.
Well, this is, for the 3 gig, is $189.
Yeah, they range about $200 down.
Yeah, the Fire is $199.
I mean, there is a huge, it'd be a great investment, but they have to build in more accessibility for it.
Yeah.
So that's why I keep things like the Braille Note, and that around, because it's quick, easy,
Yep. Well, and I've been told that there's so many, Amazon's really the best one. The Kindle's really the best one to get, because there are so many college textbooks available
on Amazon, and it's a lot quicker. You know, carry one of these around.
Yep.
Instead of 80 million textbooks.
If only they were accessible.
Exactly. Very well.
Alrighty, let's go. Anything else you want to peruse while we're here?
Not at the moment.
Can you hold on to your leash? That's cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating. Actually, that was me doing the grab the harness, then I forgot to the leash. Then I realized I couldn't do that because I only had one hand free. Mm-hmm.
So you should set up and then get all ready and then pick up your harness handle.
Cleveland, forward.
Yeah.
Left.
There
we go. Is this Gresham or? This is Fairview.
It's basically Gresham, but it's its own little township. It's a lightning sea, the sea monster, sea of monsters, a sea monster. And something else. I would catch the third title. Airbags, yoga balls.
Sam, it's here, probably it.
Ducks and beavers information.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right. Good.
Yeah, right? Maybe you need to buy me some gardening stuff. Snacks. Candy and cookies. I bet I could get some kisses here.
You probably could.
Oh well,
I'm not
working.
Starbucks costs
us all. Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think next time I'll go for a vanilla latte that everybody's been yelling and screaming.
Latte?
Yes, vanilla one. Mm.
Tasty.
Yes.
Sounds good. Peppermint ones are good.
Cinnamon ones I've never tried. Like
I usually drink the cinnamon dolce latte. Mochas are really... They're good too. Their Starbucks is straight up mocha is too, like the chocolate too heavy to bitter for me. So I usually, if I do a mocha, they have to do half chocolate.
Right.
Nice.
Nicely done. That was fun. I get one with the shirt back, but they're probably not a Starbucks dumpling.
All right, I'm gonna move you right up to that screen.
Oh boy.
Or take a short one.
Well, there's enough room, so.
He's kind of expecting the crowds to part instead of doing his passing the bargain and going around. He's being a little four-legged bowler now.
Apparently. Is there a Starbucks in this particular complex?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Hey, last one. Good. Nice around that pedestrian.
My little Spanish eyes. Hey, last
mom, too
bad. Moving up. Wow. Oh, boy. Boy. He wants to go that way. Okay, kill him. Left. Good boy. Right. Find the door outside. Good boy.
Come on,
come on. Good boy. Come on, come on. Good boy. Left. Oh, okay. Good boy.
Your moving turn was perfectly acceptable, but since he didn't do it, then you just
stop and do
and
a four more left.
One. Yep. Alright.
Look what daddy.
Don't want to.
Sorry, child.
It's kind of like having a 2-year-old in the house again.
Yep. Well, I put a fair warning out to James. I'm like, we're gonna have a he's gonna be wired when we get home.
Yes, but part of that you're gonna manage him by keeping him on leash for quite a while.
Leash your tie down.
Yep. And then slowly give him additional
Woof your full freedom.
What?
Woofing your freedom.
Yeah.
He'll probably be on leash because I don't have a Oh, I can put a hammer one into the baseboard. Left. Ooh, we're gonna do that. Okay, left. Fine.
Left?
Please lean to the left.
Boy.
You can do a movement left and stop.
Well, you can buy a couple of tie downs, because I think you get one free.
Yeah.
And if you bought an extra one, you can put that around the leg of a bed. For some heavy piece of furniture that you're not gonna drag.
The desk.
Halt.
Please lean to halt.
Position. Right.
Cleveland, right.
So check that curb.
Good boy.
Okay. Forward.
Cleveland, forward.
Come on, buddy.
Find the vehicle. Where is it?
Find the car.
Find the car. Come on.
Right.
Find the car. Right. Find the car.
Where is it?
Whoa! Whoa! Good boy. That's a good boy. Oh, he's a good boy. He's a very good boy. He's a good boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy.
Wait.
Wait. Wait. Wait.
Oh, feels like I have a nice cross beam.
Come on up. Yeah. Let's get that tail in. Let's get those paws in. And then push that button.
Excuse me, those are my grapes.
Hey, buddy.
Those are nacho grapes. Definitely not.
Closing door.
Grapes and dogs don't mix.
Oh, good boy.
So they shouldn't.
Right near the end there, he decided that grapes would be a nifty game, but we fixed that. Anyway, one final thing to get to, an interview with Kelly, the infamous Kelly. We talked to her about the frequently asked questions we asked Holly on the last podcast, and that sort of thing. Let's find out what she has to say, shall we? All right, everybody. It's the day of recording is maybe, what is it, 10th? Yeah, 10th, 2012. And Cleveland... Sit. What are you sniffing? And of course, this is Shane with my guide dog, Cleveland, who's being a sniff face right now. I don't know why. Sit. Down. Cleveland, down.
A lot of smells in the instructor's office.
Cleveland, stay. Anyway, I'm here with Kelly, the resident advisor for the evening.
Hi, guys.
With her retired guide, July.
Retired as of 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. So. She's actually retired when I arrived here last week.
Yep.
And a lot of you were asking for a Kelly, so here's a Kelly.
Hi. My voice is finally heard. I'm not a phantom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And
speaking of
retired
July,
guides.
Hi. Yeah, I can catch you. Well, Cleveland, I should not technically let you say hi to her.
July, come.
Cleveland, come here.
She's like, I'm trying to get around.
Cleveland, back here. Leave her alone.
Come on, we're gonna go around this way. Sorry.
Hi, Facebook. Leave it. No. Okay. Around. Over here.
Good practice.
Yep, it is, and this is...
July, sit.
Cleveland. In front of me. Come on. Cleveland. Cleveland, sit. Cleveland, sit. Cleveland, down. Good boy. Cleveland, stay. Anywho, and she's been a wealth of resourceful information.
Thank you, Shane.
And she was...
Appreciate that.
Actually, it was kind of funny. I was reviewing podcast 2, which you guys have already heard. So, we've been doing, as I mentioned pre-recording, a lot of people have been asking 80 million questions. And before we do that, why don't we, I did this with Holly, so we'll do it with you. Why don't you tell the listeners a bit about yourself, your experiences with your dog, and your dog or dogs, and what you actually do besides resident advisor for Guide Dogs of the Blind.
So, I...
Well, then I'm going to shut up.
And I'm going to stop. My phone is being...
A gag face tonight.
I am Kelly. Gertz, as Shane said. July is my newly retired guide. She and I have been a team from June 2001 up until 2 weeks ago. She's a yellow lab, about 23 inches tall, 60 pounds, and quite the lady. She thinks she's still pretty awesome. She doesn't always know necessarily that she should act like a 12 and a half year old.
She put a stall on my dog. doll's got about six. My dog has about 6 inches on her.
Yeah.
Actually, no. My dog has about 6 pounds on her, and actually, not even half an inch.
Yep. She was actually my first guide, so I'm going for the first time through the retrain process. So this is all a new experience for me. As for what I do here, I am resident advisor, so much of the time I spend at night here on staff to provide mentorship for those in class. People have questions or want to work on some things with their dog, whether it be tips on grooming, brushing teeth, or maybe practicing positioning for turns or obedience, etc.
Or figuring out if my dog, who is currently not sitting...
It's just offering advice.
And exactly.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to chat with another alumni.
Come.
So I'll do that. During the daytime, I also will provide some instruction with equipment that we use and some of the commands that we use. So, and then when I'm not working with class, I work in admissions, assisting with applications. So that's a newer part of my job. And I've been working here almost five years now.
Are you built?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I want your job. Actually, I want your admissions job, but you know, I can't have that. Anyway.
All right.
We ended up, one of my favorite questions, and I'm going to, for those who are going to wonder, I'm going to skip the puppy raising questions because those don't apply here. Those are questions that don't need to apply. Knock it off. My dog is being a bit of a terror tonight.
He's just excited. It's a new place. You're in the instructor's office. There are a lot of scents here because a lot of instructors bring their dogs. So he smells a lot of interesting things in here. He's never been in here really before.
Let's, one of the questions that keeps coming up, and it was targeted at my dog specifically, but I targeted, you know, I generalized it for the question and answer sessions, is a whining dog is problematic.
Definitely can be, yes.
Can be problematic. And if you ended up encountering, like, hypothetically, you know, you get a new dog and he's a pack of whining. That's all he does, 99% of the time. What are some of the tricks you'd use to
whining traditionally happens when they're being put on tie down and not with their handler or being left alone. One thing is if you're going to introduce alone time, don't start out with a large amount of time. Of course, you want to start out small and work up towards longer amounts of times with your dog on tie down or alone and you not being present, because typically that's when it is, typically speaking, that you get a lot of the whining. The method that I've often used, July's not been a whiner, I've been very lucky in that, but my husband's first guide, he wasn't a whiner except when he was being left alone, so it took some practice on our part. But one is you get them a tie down and things like that, and if they are whining for one, let's say you get them a tie down and they start whining right away, you can go over to your dog and say no, quiet, and you gently, like, have their muzzle closed, and a gentle hand on the muzzle,
yep.
And telling them no, quiet, and you don't have to yell, you don't have to raise your voice, it's being firm, and it's effective because your dog understands what no and quiet means. If people were to try this with their dog, they had no idea what that meant. Initially, it may not be effective. It may take several times before they understand what that means. And then you walk away. And if you can walk away and say, leave the room. And if they're quiet a few minutes, you can always come back and just very calmly, good boy, good girl, tell them they're a good dog. So it's kind of the instance, you don't want to come back immediately if they're only quiet for 5 seconds, because then they think, well, if I whine, you come back to me. You correct them with the no, quiet, leave the room, and then come back after, say, 30 seconds or a minute. They're quiet, good dog. And you could always give a kibble reward, too. Good dog, good boy. Then you can start increasing that time. Another thing in regards to leaving them alone, that's because, like I said, that's often when it happens. Don't make a big project like, I'm leaving now, puppy, oh, we'll miss you. If you start getting all excited and stuff, your dog can start getting anxious and think there's a reason. Oh my God, I should be scared. I should be upset because you're getting all excited. There's a reason for it. And same with coming home, too. Don't make it a big, crazy project. Come home, you know, very calmly, you know, put your coat down, put your keys away, whatever the case may be, and then when everything's calm, when your dog's calm, then come over them and say, hey, buddy. You know, that's what we started doing with my husband's guide when he retired. And we weren't sure how he'd respond to it. And that worked well, actually. So that's how I've encountered and dealt with whining dogs.
Is that your phone making that noise? Or is that
the ding?
Yeah.
Something on my laptop was left open for my break. So my laptop's just sitting on the table. Yeah.
That takes us right into a question that non-guide dog handlers have brought up as a question: has been effective corrections and using corrections to manage your dog. We covered corrections in a previous cast, Seek Episode 5, with Holly. We covered how she manages and corrects her dog. We'll remind you of puppy push-ups, etc. See Podcast 5 for details. Kelly, let's go ahead and cover some of the things that you would, you know, you do to manage.
Now, mind you, bear in mind, it is very different for each dog. There isn't an overall, like an all-purpose approach to one dog isn't going to respond to the same way to something as other dogs. I was trained in 2001 when we did not use food in training like they do now, and it was much more of a compulsory. So we were always on guard for our dog to mess up. And collar corrections, which is the quick jerk and release on the collar, which just gets their attention. It does not hurt the dog in any way.
You see
what's
under the desk?
He's
ass crawling towards the desk. He's right here.
Yep, because there's a fleece under there.
Okay, you can be on that boy. Okay.
It's a quick jerk and release that just gets it's an abrupt action that gets their attention. And by doing so, can say, hey, that's not a cool response, and it changes their behavior. And then once they're good, they're focused on, they're doing something the right, making the right choice, then you can ask them maybe to sit so you can give a chance to reward them for something. For July, you know, again, being trained without food, we had to use a lot of the collar correction. She was a pretty sassy girl in her younger day. But I love her for it. I wouldn't have her any other way.
Just like the fuzzy ball hiding under there.
But the key for corrections really is, if it's effective, the key to know that something is effective, does it stop the unwanted behavior? I know I sound like an instructor in that regard, but it is true. If you're giving a light correction on the collar, or whatever, first if you say no, if you give a verbal no, and it's not stopped the behavior, say your dog is still trying to sniff the flowers or something, it's not effective. So then you have maybe give a collar correction. And if it stops the behavior and it doesn't start up within 5 steps, then that was effective. I don't know if that answers that. And again, like I said, every dog is a little different. Some dogs respond better. July always took a collar correction. My husband's first guide, a verbal no was all that was necessary to get him back on task. He was just very, very sensitive minded, and for him, a verbal no was the most horrid thing in the world, and getting a verbal no, oh gosh, I don't want to mess up. It's the worst thing ever, whereas July's like, I'm a sassy girl. Verbal no, what? Nah.
Who is it?
I do think that our use of food now makes a big difference. It's much more positive, and our dogs are much more now are much more likely to make the right choice because they get rewarded for making the right decision versus getting the punishment when they don't make the right decision. Again, corrections are always a part of it, but it's much more positive now, and I like that. Don't know if that answers.
That does answer the question. Yeah. We'll skip the puppy raising questions because you're not involved in
no.
The puppy raising. So we'll skip that and you know, hit the Guide Dogs website. I'm going to mention it again, www.guidedogs.com. There's a wealth of information there. Go find it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to experiences and recommendations and go into a couple of questions. This is going to throw you. Two of these questions are my favorite.
Okay.
And I nearly, I cackled when I read these. Is a guide, these are going to go together. Is a guide dog a replacement for an orientation tool, and what orientation skills do you require before applying for a guide dog?
Well, in the most basic sense, is a guide dog is a mobility tool. In the very, very basic sense. Now, obviously, they are so much more than that. They are companions. They are living beings. They are so much more. Any guide dog handler can tell you that. But in a very basic sense, they are a mobility tool, just like a cane. You have to utilize the same problem-solving skills, the same traffic reading skills with a dog. So I wouldn't say it replaces it, because it is a type. It's simply a different form.
And it's not a replacement. And
no.
It's not. It's a way to say it's not a replacement for the skills you've already got.
Correct. You have to have good orientation skills to qualify for a dog. You have to be able to get from point A to point B safely. You have to be able to read traffic safely, when crossing streets, because your dog isn't going to read the street, contrary to what a lot of those in the public who aren't aware of guide dogs, they don't read the street lights. You do. You know, you have to read your traffic flow and know when it's safe to cross. You have to do your part in order for your dog to get you from point A to point B safely. But it's more of a preference. A cane isn't better over a dog. A dog isn't better over a cane. It's simply what you're comfortable with. So for me, I'm much more comfortable with a dog. I've been reminded the last few days in using my cane to get around that I really, really appreciate all that my dog's done for me. On the same token, I've had friends who have been cane users all their life, and they're fantastic at it, and it's great, and that's awesome. It's just more of a preference. There's nothing that makes this one, cane travelers are as independent, and guide dog users are as independent. So it's just a different mode of transportation, so to speak.
And I've continued to mention this, and I've been mentioning this since day one. I've noticed a significant increase in my independence with a guide dog, because I'm not hitting, say, the desk, the tables.
It's not tactile.
No, it's not.
And so in that regard,
you move faster.
You do, because if you don't need that tactile feedback, some people really like that. And if they do, then a cane is definitely for them. But I like the ease of movement, the fluidity at which I am able to travel. I travel much more quickly with my dog. Double the speed that I do with my cane, which is pretty fast. I travel quickly, and I'm able to, my dog just takes me around things. I don't even know they're there. It's only been in the last couple weeks with my cane that I'm discovering things that have been on the sidewalk that I never knew were there, because my dog just took me around them automatically. And it's the ease of travel for me and the speed. And just because of that, I feel much more comfortable being able to travel places. It's not quite so much of a chore for me.
That takes us right into the final couple of questions for us. First of all, we'll cover skills. We've mentioned skills you require to get a guide dog. Now, to those applying prior to applying, what things should they be considering
to get a guide dog?
That will possibly make their decision for them. What are some considerations they need to have?
A couple things. Number one, like I kind of illustrated before, is having the orientation skills, having cane skills. That's very important. Being able to read traffic, and of course, appropriate vision loss. Not that you have to be totally blind. That's also a misconception. But if that's a condition also to consider, are you ready to handle the responsibility of a dog? They're like a child. So
my dog's still proving that tonight.
And he's a young guy. But
he doesn't like sitting down very well.
With that comes responsibility. A cane you can put in the corner when you're done with it and don't have to bother with it anymore. Whereas a dog, in the very basic sense, needs food, water. There's vet bills. But also, relieving, but also playing with them, interacting. They need time to interact and bond with you. And that goes along with playing with them. You can't just throw them in the corner when you're done as a mobility aid. They're a living being who have needs. It also means, are you able to handle that? Like, you have work in the morning and you have to get up at 5, but your dog has an upset tummy and has to go out at 3 in the morning and it's 20 below and the last place you want to be while it's, snowing quite a lot, and the wind's blowing. You tell I'm from the Midwest, where the last place you want to be is outside. You're leaving your dog in those conditions, but you know what? That's the responsibility that goes along with it. So those are kind of some of the considerations to think about. Also, can you handle? There is a partnership. There's trust that goes along. It's a cooperation that both of you take part in. It's got to be you do your part for your dog to do their part. So you've got to let your dog guide. That doesn't mean you blindly fall off a cliff. You still have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to be, you know, aware of where you're going. So you have to be aware of that, but in order to let your dog guide, you also have to let them get in front of you, not hesitate, and trust that they're taking you safely. And I guess one thing I'd add too is making sure you have sufficient routes too. Dogs need exercise. Not saying that you have to run marathons or walk 10 miles a day, things like that, but just, you know, if you only go out once every couple weeks, really, you know, actually walking somewhere, it's just things to think about is your dog, right, especially a young dog, these are Labradors, they're pretty active. Labrador crosses, excuse me, Cleveland.
You look at you like, hey, I'm here too.
Retrievers, and they're pretty active, and so making sure you have sufficient travel routes for a dog so that they can get exercise and be challenged both mentally and physically.
Please note the fact that for those listening to this edition, remember, follow your dog.
Oh yeah.
Says Molly.
Oh yeah.
That's Molly's favorite phrase, apparently. Follow your dog. That covers the questions that have been coming up. Any final thoughts you want to give to current handlers, potential handlers, and those of us who are new to this, or those new handlers who aren't here, who are already out in the field?
Put me on the spot here. I should be saying something profound at the moment, but I didn't have anything prepared.
I hit Holly with that one. That was kind of fun.
I will say, for those who are considering the guide dog lifestyle, it's not a bad idea to check out our website. There's a wealth of information on there that can help you. Is a guide dog right for you? It helps you ask questions pertinent to decide whether a guide dog is right for you at this time. If you have the ability to contact or get in touch with graduates who are, you know, guide dog handlers, chat with them too to get a well-rounded experience. It's a big decision, and it's not one that should be entered into lightly. Because this is a partnership that you're going to have with your dog for, you know, 8 to 10 years, and that's a big commitment for both of you. And so it's not something that you want to enter into very lightly. For, I guess, current handlers, all I got to say is hug those dogs. We love them, and
that's what you do.
And I can't express how wonderful a guide dog has been for me. And I'm eagerly, well, mixed of emotions, both happy, sad, anxious, waiting for a class date to get into class and get my second guide. And the experience is going to be new. There's going to be some tears, there's going to be some joy, and I'm excited about it, though. And my girl has more than earned her retirement, and she's loving every minute of it. She's learning the perks of retirement, which includes sniffing as we take walks, because she's allowed to do that now.
Everything.
Yes. Trees, bushes,
Cleveland, you're a garbage can.
Well, Cleveland it learns that he's going to learn that he can't sniff.
Yeah, Cleveland.
July, however, has learned the privilege of retirement.
Cleveland, you're learning the leave the garbage can alone, aren't you? But yeah, we're talking about you. Guys, you know, you're cool.
Awesome.
I think that covers everything, and I do thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem. I hope that was informative and helped answer some of the questions that people had.
Once again, thanks, Kelly, for that interview and for giving us of your time. That'll be it for this podcast. I don't know what's on the agenda for tomorrow. I don't know if we'll release a podcast tomorrow or not. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned to the blog. And, of course, if you're listening to this via GDB Lounge, thanks for, you know, listening. But anyway, you recognize this music, and I have no need to tell you what it does, so let's get on out of here. And that ends this episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, you can leave a comment on the blog post that you downloaded this thing from, or you can email Shane, Shane, @shane.net. Hope to see you next time.